Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Hello, this is Troy Nelson, back with another episode of Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the warm, Ibiza-ready, touch-step escapism of Roosevelt. Roosevelt is the nom de plume of German composer and songwriter Marius Lauber. He grew up in the small city of Fiesen, as close to the Netherlands as it is to the north-south corridor running through Dusseldorf, Cologne, and Bonn. As a kid, he took piano lessons, and despite hating to read and play sheet music, he was pretty good at picking out melodies of songs from the radio. He jokes that even to this day, he mainly writes in C major and A minor because no sharps or flats. He learned guitar because some of his friends were learning. He learned bass because bass is cool. And thanks to his house being the rehearsal space, there was a kit in the basement, so he would go down and play drums all the time. When he was 18, he started a band, Beat, Beat, Beat.
We run in circles and cursive merry-go-round. A rocket takes us through the clouds like astronauts. Now tap my heartbeat like a metronome. Imagine I'm a metronome, a metronome, a metronome.
Marius ended up recording their demos with one mic, mainly because he had one mic, and he had the fastest laptop. And so a lifelong relationship with GarageBand and its big brother Logic began. Around the age of 21, he moved to Cologne. He was attracted to electronic music and he started DJing himself. There's something about the immediacy of DJing. Like, if you don't bring the party, people just stop dancing or leave. Indie rock kids are like poker players. Do they like it? No telling. Anywho, doing warm-up sets helped him shape his taste. He realized that he liked band-oriented dance music rather than straight techno. It all comes back to chic, but also LCD sound system.
Now you see it sucking you in.
Whitest Boy Alive.
So many people turn me one way. So many people turn me to stay.
And Caribou.
Taking it so, saving up cheap.
He started to make his own productions, and in 2011, he put out C as a single on YouTube with a video he made himself. The label Greco-Roman found it, while it still had like 50 views, thanks to a friend's blog. Soon, he was asked to play a show, which was the motivation he needed to write 5 or 6 songs and put a band together. It was a magical show, a hometown band in front of a hometown crowd. He put out Elliot in 2013 and got a Best New Track shout from Pitchfork. He toured relentlessly. In 2016, he released his self-titled full-length album.
Take us out of sight.
In 2018, Roosevelt put out Young Romance. KEXP DJ Eva Walker asked him about his latest album, Polydance, and about disco music.
Tell me about the name Polydance, is the name of the record.
It was actually, I have a song called Moving On, and Polydance was the demo name for that, like 5 or 6 years ago. So it was kind of laying on my hard drive, that name. And it was fitting to that album because it's, I think dance music is just kind of the main theme of it. And it kind of shows dance music from different angles. At least that was the aim for it. Yeah. And yeah, it was kind of fitting for that record.
Absolutely. I know I was sitting here like,
just, yeah, I
was like
that.
Trying to keep still. There's cameras around bobbing my head. And I read actually that you're a big fan of disco music.
Oh yeah.
Yes. I love disco music. Oh my God. What drew you originally into disco music when you first heard it? And who's your like artist where you're like, I ugly dance when this comes on?
Right. I mean, I think I was getting into electronic music first and then I got into disco music. I think it's just like the highest level, like all the productions of the 70s, the string arrangements, the horn arrangements. It's just for me like, I don't know, perfection in some way. And how these records sound is just so inspiring.
Yeah. Who's your disco hero?
I mean, Nile Rodgers and Chic. I mean, that's kind of the... we listened to the Dimitri from Paris, like that DJ did like a remix album. We listened to that one quite a bit. Yeah. So he's like still, yeah, top of the list. Just one thing we ask. We hope it's not too hard to test. If you don't mind,
would you please get up off of your seat and repeat? In this session, the band played four songs from the record Polydance, available on Greco-Roman Records and Bandcamp. We are more than excited to present Roosevelt, live on KEXP. You just heard Roosevelt with the songs Easy Way Out and Strangers.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Roosevelt.
Fading to the
And that was our live session with Roosevelt. You heard the songs Feels Right and Sign. Da, 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 da. Shout out to our partner station KFGM 105.5 in Missoula, Montana, amplifying awareness. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, you might also enjoy KEXP's Song of the Day podcast, always curated by human DJs, never algorithms. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson, and we will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.